Charles Hurt, if the Democrats are really so far ahead, why are they acting so desperate? By Charles Hurt on October 9, 2020. Current polls show Joseph R. Biden anywhere from 10 to 20 points ahead of President Trump, a double-digit blowout. The whole election will come down to Mr. Trump's handling of the global pandemic, which extensive polling shows is where Mr. Trump is most vulnerable. In 2016, Mr. Trump barely won the election, and only because so many voters assumed he had no chance of winning and stayed home. Also, Russia. This year, Americans are exhausted. They might not particularly like Mr. Biden, but they desperately want a break from the current occupant of the White House. In short, we are 3 weeks away from an election that the president has no hope of winning. Every indicator suggests Mr. Trump will lose in a landslide. So, I have a very simple question. If all this is true and Democrats have the election so deep in the bag, why are they so terrified? Why, if this is such a done deal, are Democrats so desperate right now? It all started a few weeks back when Democrats first hatched this conspiracy theory that the president was stealing postal trucks and rounding up blue mailboxes to prevent people from voting. Even by their insane standards, this was unhinged moonbat cuckoo crazy. Then came all the dog whistle coo-winks we got from both Mr. Biden and his unbearable running mate about how you are not actually voting for another 47 years of the Biden administration. It will be the Harris administration, wink wink. Senator Kamala D. Harris' disastrous performance during the vice presidential debate this week raises new concerns. Concerns already raised when she was soundly rejected by Democrat primary voters earlier this year. But that does not really matter. All that matters now is that a vote for Joe Biden is not really a vote for Joe Biden, but simply a vote against Donald Trump. That is, literally, all they have to offer. Never have the Democrat terrors been more obvious than when former President Barack Obama spoke during the Democrat convention and the former First Lady issued a fairly shocking video message to voters just this week. The fear etched in their faces was palpable. All hope and change were drained away. No sunny platitudes about One America in red, white and blue from their iconic 2008 campaign. It was all rage and fear. America is racist. Voters are racist. Democrats are racist. You are racist. If Mr. Biden has this thing in the bag and Democrats are on the cusp of sweeping this election, why are the two most popular standard-bearers in the party so angry? And so afraid? The fear was on full display during the vice presidential debate. Ms. Harris shamelessly peddled crazy lies about how she and Mr. Biden are not really going to ban fracking, despite repeated and clear promises to do just that. Nor are they actually in favor of shutting down the American economy forever, in search of unicorns and fairy dust in the so-called Green New Deal, even though it remains posted on their campaign website for all to see. And then the Dodges. They refuse to answer questions now about previous promises to provide free health care for illegal aliens, and they refuse to even discuss their plans for blowing up the Supreme Court. Craziest of all was listening to Ms. Harris peddle fear and lies and whacknut conspiracies. Now, in the middle of a freaking global pandemic, the vice presidential nominee of a major political party in America openly admits that she is now an anti-vaxxer. Seriously? And the demagoguery. If you have a pre-existing condition, heart disease, diabetes, breast cancer, they're coming for you. If you love someone with a pre-existing condition, they're coming for you. And race baiting. She openly peddles the extensively and conclusively debunked lie about how Mr. Trump somehow failed to condemn racists in Charlottesville. Maybe all the polls are right this time. Maybe the president really is going to lose by 20 points. He and his supporters damned well better campaign in these last 3 weeks like they are losing. But if the polls are right, why are the Democrats so terrified? Charles Hurt is the opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at Hurt@WashingtonTimes.com or at Charles Hurt on Twitter.